can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Oh. Welcome to the Devils versus Angels Podcast.
Do you want to do another take?
Who will win? The Devils or the Angels? What is the benefit of each?
What are the pros and cons?
Devils, what did they do?
They got the pitchforks. So they're good for, you know, farm work.
One.
And the Angels.
One. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Angels got like a, they got a.
I'm done.
They got the halo.
I'm done.
So you could take it.
Shut up.
And you throw it like a frisbee disc.
I'm sorry I started this now.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
The tap dancers are here with us today, I see. So I think we should just get this over with.
Yeah.
Just fucking shit it out.
Did you do anything for
yeah,
the pre-Halloween Saturday night party time?
I did a lot of Halloween shit. Went to a fucking party.
Hmm.
I was a very lazy Mario costume.
My costume was awesome, but it's an inside joke, so it's not really worth explaining. But you
great,
said to
great.
Trust me that it was really, really good.
Yeah, okay.
And we had a party at my apartment, and it was fun.
Okay. But what was really important is that I played a bunch of awesome Halloween games with Gabby.
Huh?
We had a very Halloween-y video
like
game.
Games or like not video games? Like what'd you play?
No, yeah, we played like Where's the Candy? Can you find the candy? You know, that's a pretty fun Halloween game. But no, we basically started with the scariest game ever, which was good because it was daylight, and then we had plenty of time to wash it out of our palate and not have nightmares all the rest of our lives. We played Slender. I don't know if you've heard of Slender.
Oh, I know about Slender Man, so I know it's related to that.
But you haven't heard of the indie game?
Oh, I have heard of it.
Anyway, it's pretty much the scariest thing ever.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's no real... We only played it once. There's no real draw to keep playing it because, like, it's incredibly terrifying and there's no point to the game because you can't really win. Because even if you win, you still have to just walk around until you die. So, like, it's...
What is it, first-person view or what?
Yeah, so basically you're walking around in the woods and you have to find 8 pages and Slenderman's following you. And you have a flashlight, and you turn it on or off. If you turn it off, you can't really see, but it's harder for him to find you. But then you have to walk around in the dark.
But then sometimes you turn the flashlight on, and he's just there.
No. If you turn the flashlight... You can turn the flashlight on to see better, but then he'll be able to find you more easily. And he likes children. So... Yeah.
So that's relevant.
And your flashlight can run out of batteries. And basically, so the main thing is that he'll appear behind you. And he doesn't, like, walk, which is weird. Because it seems strange that it can be so scary.
Yeah, I know how he do. He just kind of appears in creepy places.
Yeah, so it's, like, it's weird how the game can be so frightening when it's, like, not that great graphics. And the only, like, enemy doesn't move or do anything.
Yeah.
But basically, if you look at him, there's like an audio kick, and so the screen starts staticking.
Yep. There's a series of, I don't know if you've heard of this, but there's a series of YouTube videos called Marble Hornets, and it's about Slender Man, and it's all shot from, you know, camcorder.
Yeah.
And it's basically like this game, except as a video series. And the thing about it is that it takes a while for shit to ramp up and like Slender Man to become dangerous, but if you go back to like earlier episodes of it, you, in some scenes, you'll just see him watching if you look closely enough at like a certain part of the screen, and it's like the creepiest shit.
Yeah, I've seen the photos with him photoshopped in. It started as a Something Awful forum thing.
But I mean, that YouTube series isn't really worth watching. It's just like, it's, you know, it's got a lot of shock.
Yeah, but if you can stand the thought of being terrified, you should play the game, because anyway, so the thing is that you can't look at him, because if you look at him, you lose. Like, if you look at him for too long, the screen like fuzzes over and he takes you. And you can't like be near him.
It's kind of like amnesia. You can't like look at the monster.
I don't know about amnesia. Yeah. Fuck. Fucking spoiler, well, idiot. Fuck you.
Shit, now you know it's kind of like that.
Yeah, anyway. It's pretty terrifying. You are. Yeah, so yeah, it's scary. See our game. He trapped us in the bathroom and he touched us. We both were screaming at the top of our lungs.
What was Gabby for Halloween?
She was Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, she actually did a good costume.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not done. It's still story time.
Fuck.
We also played The Path, which is, I don't need to go into it. It's a must play.
Wait, what is it?
The Path.
Is that another scary game?
It's billed as a psychological horror, so it's like, you're not going to jump. Like, it's more of just a creepy.
Like a Silent Hill.
It's not like traditional horror. Yeah. It's very cool. It's more, I find it more interesting than scary.
Wait, so did you buy these games or how did you play them?
Well, Slender is free. The Path is a very cheap indie game on the PC.
You beat it?
No, the one thing I want to say about The Path, I don't need to go into it. Basically, it's like a fucking scary version of Little Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to play it, no matter who you are. I think it's an incredibly interesting experience. The one thing I want to say is that in the save screen, you know, where you customarily save your game, there is an option that says delete game and start new game. If you press a button while this option is highlighted, it will do this without any warning or confirmation dialogue. So that's what I did when we were about halfway through. And so basically we played the first half of the game twice.
How long is the game? Not, is it short?
It's just a few hours, but like, I mean, that's, depending on how many of the items you want to find. But it was retarded.
That's pretty fucking stupid.
Because I was playing with the 360 gamepad, and I thought the B button would act like the B button, but the B button acted like the A button. So I basically was like highlighted that option randomly, and then just pressed B to back out of the menu.
Yeah.
But it just went boop, new game. Old game's gone.
I want to do a. Are you still? Is your start time almost over?
And then we played Alone in the Dark, and it's a really cool game. So, yeah.
The new one.
Hmm.
So the new one was terrible.
No, it's good. It's really good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's like Uncharted-y. Like, you're going around all these cool scripted events, like buildings falling apart and shit.
Didn't it get shit on in reviews?
It did, but they released a new version that's like less shitty. It's definitely, the thing about it is that it's definitely got some shit that's like whack, but then it's got all this other shit that has like never been seen in video games.
Mm-hmm.
That is super interesting, and then just has the awesome stuff, which is like buildings collapsing and all these cool scripted events.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of Uncharted-y. And Gabby's enjoying watching it.
Cool. So I wanted to comment on Devil May Cry 4 again, which is that.
Yeah, we're just gonna get the, you know.
Well,
the tri-weekly update.
I wanted to get your take on something, because I described last time how I found it jarring that you switched to a completely different character halfway through the game.
Yes.
But now that I've learned how to play him, I'm finding the game to be so much easier than it was with the other. Like they make you fight some of the same bosses again, and I just fucking demolish them. I don't understand if that's like what he's supposed to do or what.
I don't remember? I don't know that it matters.
No, I'm just curious if that was what happened with you, where like you had.
I mean, I think once you fight, when you're fighting a boss again, you know their patterns, so it's not.
Well, it's that, but also I was just like, I just got up all in their shit and just ruined them.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really remember, but
yeah, all right, fair enough. That's all I needed to say. But
it might be to accentuate Dante's bit large penis?
I mean, he's supposed to be more badass than Nero.
What I just said. What did I just say?
Yeah. That also, Dante's so cool in this game that, like, I'm
he's so
like,
cool.
I'm really kind of sad that they're rebooting it and making him different.
Yeah. 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 Shut up. You're fucking. You're a dipshit. Go kill yourself.
Okay, so when it's my story time, I guess, you know.
No, I'm calling you. I'm actively calling you a dipshit for your comment. I think it's asinine.
You're asinine.
You're asinine.
Shut up. I saw Lewis Black yesterday.
Great.
It was really, really good. He's fantastic.
Still got it?
Huh?
He still got it?
He still got it. He's fucking brilliant.
Does he still do a little finger wag?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Great.
Very angry. Awesome. We were sitting right next to the speakers, so we got, like, we really felt the anger.
Shouting right in your face?
Yeah.
Cool deal.
That's cool. That was great. Probably the only time I'll ever see him, but fantastic. That's it.
That's all?
I wish I could, like, make you understand my costume, but I don't. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck Jeez. It.
Way too much to explain.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, shut up.
20, 20, 20, 20, 20.
Can you explain to me what you're doing right now?
I'm trying to make the my levels go to minus 20 decibels while I'm saying the word 20.
Why?
Did it that time. 20, 20, 20, 20.
You're being audio Hitler right now.
I'm gonna try with 12 now. 12. That's pretty consistent. 12.
I'm really am. I'm just gonna shit right on your head.
Have you tried it? The levels again?
This is a show.
I have Halloween glasses. They're orange and black. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, what? You're telling me I was being asinine.
No! Yeah, I was. But you're being seriously asinine. No, whereas I'm being asininely asinine.
That's worse.
You're making a serious comment. You're bearing your soul with your emotions. I'm being serious. And the very heart of your soul
was... I wouldn't say I was that serious. I was just expressing some...
You were incredible. You were more serious than you were the day that you found out that rain is made out of the angel's tears. Do you remember that day?
It kind of, like, ruins
your
credibility.
Do you remember?
It ruins your credibility when you just make things up.
I didn't make anything up. Do you remember that day?
No.
That day was the day that you were born again as a man.
Oh.
And a mensch.
Yeah, I don't recall.
And then, so you're so caught up in all of your revelations about Devil May Cry that you don't even understand. That doesn't matter.
Are we done? Is this over?
Passover.
Good. Let's make comics.
You want multiple?
No, I don't want
one. I might be in Ohio.
What?
I might be in Ohio. Coming up, so I don't know what'll happen.
When? What days?
Well, I was supposed to go Monday to Tuesday, and I'd be back in time to write another comic, but looks like this fucking storm stormed everything up.
Well, worst comes to worst, we'll have to do one less this week or something. I don't know.
Well, there's no reason to do that. We could do two today, or we could do one on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Now we're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So, shouldn't be a big deal. Do you want to do two today?
What?
Do you want to do two today?
Let's not, you know, put too much on our plate. We have to do one at least.
Let's just do one.
Yeah.
That should be sufficient.
I don't want to be here for an hour and a half if we can avoid it.
So I basically have an idea. The characters, basically the people in this, the people / corpses in this idea are subject to be variable. Yes.
Okay.
So when just anytime I mention a person or a corpse, you can just pretend that it's not written in stone with a chisel.
Yeah.
So you got the key phrases / concepts are a person or a corpse.
Okay.
Are we on the same page?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll make sure. All right, so we got you, and we got me.
Are these corpses?
Well, no. We're people. But, as you may recall, both corpses and people fall into the category of things that are not necessarily carved with a chisel.
And well, it's like every character in our comic.
Let me finish. It doesn't matter. Wait, let me finish. Stone.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, I know that. That's why it is the case.
It's not even worth saying because it never matters. Everybody's interchangeable.
But I had to add the amendment. Corpse amendment. Amendment 22. 23? How many are there?
I don't know. 28? 20,
whatever, it's the corpse amendment.
36.
So we got you and me. I'm sweeping some shit under, not shit, but like papers. Under a rug, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sweeping them. And you're there and you're like, hey, what are those papers? And I say, bills, indictments, etc. Our bills? You can't just sleep your problems under the rug. When I said sleep there, I meant sweep. And I say, why not? And you just say, think about it. And then we go into this, like, maybe hypothetical scenario where one of us has, like, a dead hooker. And we're like, I need this rug to roll up this dead hooker. Oh, man, look at all these problems under here. Now I have to solve all the problems. Guess the dead hooker will have to wait. Don't go anywhere. Well, I guess you can't. That's it.
So I thought you were going to say there were going to be multiple corpses, but there's just a dead
hooker. I was just saying, in the event of a corpse mention, it doesn't have to be a fucking hooker.
Oh.
I think that's cliched. So that's just the placeholder.
Maybe it should be, though.
Maybe. That's why it's fucking there.
Would I have to draw the dead hooker?
I don't know. We have to discuss these matters. But you like the idea?
Yes.
Good. Good. This arose from a conversation in the office place.
Are you talking about dead hookers?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember who said what, but I know that I was mostly responsible for this.
Right.
So let's go with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
You can't just sweep your problem swept under the rug.
Listen. Don't call out my fucking mistakes, all right?
Okay, I didn't know if that was on purpose.
No. Not this time. So, bro. That's us.
Are you starting the podcast over? What are you doing?
No, I just thought it'd be like a little bumper.
For our commercials?
No, just like, segment it a little bit. You know, add some structure.
Because
right now the structure is just both of us talk whenever we want to about anything.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, you didn't... I don't need to say that.
Don't need to say anything.
Yeah, probably better if we don't.
Yeah.
A journey of emotional hygiene.
You can't do that.
Why not?
And it's also a journal.
Yeah, that's why we can do it.
Because you fucked it up.
Yeah.
That's also not their segment. That's the subtitle for their whole show. You're ruining everything.
It doesn't matter. If you steal something, you can use it however you want. don't you know that?
That's true. Sorry.
Super Brophy Brothers Podcast, a weekly word up of Americans through the eyes of two America. See? Slightly different and wrong somehow.
A weekly word up?
Yeah. Hmm. Gotta change it a little bit.
It's pretty good. Are you gonna do like a sign off phrase now?
Yeah, it's sat belts.
Sat belts?
Yeah.
Instead of seat belts.
Well, I don't know if it's instead of something else.
This is the worst segment. We're just referencing other podcasts that nobody's learned.
Nobody has learned?
Heard.
Because I've heard of them, and they're the best.
Well, so have I, but these fucking nincompoops don't know what podcasts are good.
Please, Eli, the politically correct term is nincompoops.
Oh, sorry. Nincompoops.
Nincom...
Stinkumpoops.
Pimcumpumps.
Alright, so should we write this?
Yeah. I was kind of waiting for you to weigh in.
On which part?
I guess. On all of it. Which do you like? We have to decide who in this hypothetical... Because the easiest way to do it is just to have it be like fucking... You say like, well, think about it. You could have a hooker and you're like, oh, man. And like, you just explain it, but you're not supposed to do that. And
no, that's fine.
It's pretty shitty.
No. So it needs to be like a guy.
You do show, don't tell. It's a comic strip.
Yeah, show, don't tell.
So what I'm saying, in my words, is that we got to pick somebody who's coming in and finding all these problems under the rug with a dead body.
They don't need to have the body with them, though.
Well, I think that... Well, how else do we illustrate that?
Well, that line, I need this rug to roll up a dead hooker, that says it. You don't need to show the dead hooker after
but
that.
But that's a shitty line I wrote as a placeholder that just explains the concept.
It kind of works, though.
Think so?
I think so.
I guess if we say it that blatantly, then it's kind of like a joke about how...
It's already a hypothetical situation.
So I guess it's kind of okay if we're incredibly cliched.
I think it's more than kind of okay. I think that's what you want. I think you want it to be kind of overstated.
Yeah, well, I want things that are kind of okay. I think that's what I strive for.
As a person, you just strive for kind of okay?
I think that's the best you can do in this fucked up, crazy world.
It's true.
You know? Mm. You got your Mussolinis and you got your Mussolinis. Gotta pick the lesser of two weevils.
Yeah, you're just full of bullshit today.
Was that from Pirates of the Caribbean? Lesser of two weevils.
What?
I have this scene stuck in my head. It was such a dumb joke from a movie about choosing the lesser of two weevils.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember basically anything about any of the parts of the Caribbean movies except for Johnny Depp and makeup, so...
Oh. I'm going to see if I'm right. Weevils. Master and Commander.
What?
Barely remember that movie exists.
Master and Commander?
Yeah, I guess we saw that.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I barely remember this movie.
This movie we saw when we were kids?
Whoa.
What's wrong with you? What's going on?
I'm trying to... Oh.
Yeah, see, I actually... I really...
2003!
What?
2003.
Okay. I don't care. We're not on that anymore. I feel fairly strongly that we shouldn't show the corpse.
Okay, you fucking... I've agreed with you. You sold me, okay? You sold me on my idea.
Good. That's not something that should really have to happen, but...
So, the idea... So, basically, do you want it to be you and me, and you find the... Who finds the problems?
I don't...
Is it you finding the problems I swept under the rug? Is it me finding the problems I swept under the rug?
Aren't I catching you sweeping things under the rug?
Yes, but in the hypothetical scenario, who's coming in needing the rug and needing to deal with the problems?
Oh.
Is it me I have to deal with my own problems, or you have to...
I don't know if it's one of us.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
It's our fucking rug, yeah.
Oh.
Isn't it? But would it wouldn't make a fucking lick of sense if someone else came in and had to fucking deal with problems.
I guess that's true.
I feel like whoever's sweeping it under is like, oh, I forgot about all these problems. That's swept under the rug. I want this to be a comic that can guide people.
You're trying to impart some wisdom?
I'm trying to improvise some wisdom.
Do you ever think about how most of the things you say are really dumb?
Well, I don't.
You might want to think on that for next time.
If I thought about the things I said, then would they be dumb?
Well, maybe not, and that would be good.
Eli, what's good anymore, really?
Things that are not dumb.
Such as?
Math.
I'm a math major.
Okay. There you go. Put that to use.
If I put it to use, then we'd all be sitting here fucking snoring. Because math is boring, am I right, ladies?
Pandering to the ladies now, because they don't know math.
Oh, that's not... you twisted my intent. Twisted my intent all up.
Okay, we could have finished this by now.
Yeah, obviously we could have. Okay? It's clear.
So does this have to be like four panels?
Could be two. Three. One.
It's going to be hard with two panels.
Family circus it.
A lot harder with one panel, too.
No, just do family circus. Just okay. Shove it all in.
Is family circus still going? Because if not, we can just kind of just continue it. No.
I think a better question is, does anyone care?
Well, we should, because we can make it. We'll be a fuck ton more popular than we are now. We just do family circus.
Family circle?
No.
Oh, it was originally called the Family Circle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's lame. Family yes. Circus is lame too, but I guess now it
became... But that's what you're used to.
It became a play on words on itself? That's stupid.
Family Circus is a play on world?
It's a play on Family Circle.
It's a play on Family Worlds?
Family Worlds, the new free-to-play family-based RPG. We should make that.
Freedom. We should make Two Worlds 3. Return of the Two Worlds.
Wait, did Two Worlds 2 come out?
Yeah.
Is it literally called Two Worlds 2?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Hmm. Yeah. I'll be happier. See, they have so many options for the third one. It could be Two Worlds 3. It could be Two Worlds 2-1. It could be Three Worlds 2. It could be One Worlds 5. So many things.
That's a really good bit. For anybody who knows what Two Worlds is.
But all you need to know...
I hardly know what it is.
You don't need to know. It's not at all relevant. The title of the game has nothing to do with the game.
It's true.
It's a game called Two Worlds. It got a sequel called Two Worlds 2. The Worlds 2.
Two worlds two.
I should stop looking at Family Circus. Okay. Once I put the little curly brackets in, you know I'm serious.
Getting down to business.
Getting down to business.
So you think we can do this in three panels?
Yeah. Sure.
We could have two panels be the hypothetical thing.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So that way, what, we have, like, the guy coming in and then in one panel and then he looks under the rug, or is he already looking under the rug and then...
Well, I feel like he's got to turn around and address the hooker separately, even if she's off panel.
Yeah.
So is it... Do you think that you should be sweeping the problems under the rug so that you can be have the dead hooker?
I think it might fit me better. I also think that it makes sense that my hypothetical scenario would be based around my problems because I'm self-centered.
No, I was proposing that we switch you and me in panel one.
Oh.
So that you can... Because it's like you reap what you sow, and you sow what you sweep.
Well, But I also kind of think it's more in character for you to be doing something this stupid.
Yeah, but at the same time, it doesn't really
matter. Because, like, you don't typically play the straight man who's, like, questioning.
But sometimes I do.
Like, because this is like when you're throwing our food in the fire. Like, this is a similar kind of thing. But I guess...
I think it would be fine.
Okay.
But...
Well, you know what? Yeah. Like, you know, characters are fucking light bulbs. They just fucking change. It doesn't matter.
So all right. You stop being fucking bitter about our review.
I think about it every night.
I know.
Whenever I put in my glass eye.
I know how many times I've had to talk you down from the ledge.
We need someone to write us a positive review. Even if they're not like a publication.
We've gotten positive reviews. I feel like people who talk to us and tell us that we're doing a good job.
No, but I want like a recorded podcast, like scholarly, smart, and like...
because that other one was scholarly?
Well, no, that's the point. I want it to be more scholarly than that, which is not very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll talk about our characters' butts. And their bone structure.
Oh my god, I can't believe you're so fucking harping on this. Show your goddamn map. Okay, so we're gonna switch them.
Switch who? Me? You?
Me and you?
Me and you.
Okay, that's good.
So panel 2 and 3 will be like the kind of fuzzy white outline where it's like a thought.
Was that a flashback or is that a hypothetical?
It could be a dream, it could be a thought, it could be a flashback. It's just something that implies that it's not happening currently.
God damn you. Could it be an aspiration?
Hmm?
Could it be an aspiration?
It could be. Really, it could be any abstract thought.
Could it be an inspiration?
An inspiration?
Inspiration.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think inspirations are things, but it could be an inspiration.
Could it be a respiration?
No. That doesn't make sense.
Well, sure it does.
Why would you say these things? It does not make sense. It does not make sense.
Sure it does.
It does not make sense?
It does compute.
It does not make sense?
It does compute.
Okay.
It does compute. Does compute. The answer is 4. Like that? Hello?
I left the building for a minute there.
I thought maybe the connection dropped. So did you hear what I said about robots? Okay.
Yeah. I think the dialogue's pretty good the way it is.
Really?
Yeah. It's so simple, but it's like...
It's like just... This is just like me shitting out the idea into words. I mean,
sometimes you get it the first time. Sometimes you don't need to overthink
it. I don't think so. I think we might need to not overthink it, but think it.
I think 3 is good. I think 3 is definitely good.
3 is... Okay, yeah. But how... Are you sure it's going to be clear that you're talking to a corpse if there's not a corpse?
I just don't... It's like grisly to show that. It's grisly. Showing a dead hooker?
I mean, what if she's just like... Has like X's for eyes? And she's like, blah, I'm dead.
Still kind of grisly. Is there a way we can imply that the hooker? I don't like to draw dead people. And I also... Especially dead women. I don't want to do that.
But... Are you really? Do you want to sacrifice our craft because of things that you don't want to draw?
Well, it's not. It's something that I don't think needs to be shown necessarily.
Yeah, but
I would not want to see. I think it's like too. I'm just saying. I think we can do without. You just really want to have a dead hooker in this
comic. No, I don't really want to. All right, I'm not a monster. I'm trying to think. I think we definitely need to tune this up.
Okay.
I'm trying to think about how you're talking about it's difficult to have you wanting the rug and then and discovering the problems in the same panel.
Yeah.
Unless we make the line like really ridiculous. I mean, like hold on. What?
I just had a thought. That's very simple. I don't know why we didn't think of it. I could, in three, refer to the hooker by name. Therefore, it would be understood that I was talking to a hooker. So I can say, like, don't go anywhere, Candy, or whatever. Like, the hooker name. Crystal. Crystal. Some kind of hooker name.
What if her name's Pretty Pistol Patricia?
Pretty Pistol Patricia?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to have a three-word thing going.
The Triple P.
And the podcast siren right on time.
Well, it's a bumper, Eli. In the business, we use bumpers so that you have some structure in your podcast.
So instead of like a little like guitar strumming they have in Yield Nice today, we just have sirens in between our segments?
Well, it's like first we had the segment where we were both silent for a little while and I awkwardly said kind of the name of our podcast. And now it's the segment bumper where you know that for the next segment is the one where you don't listen. You stop listening when you hear the siren because you know that that's time to stop.
Well, this is probably going to be the most boring part of the podcast, so it's actually reasonable.
Yeah, maybe I should just cut that siren out and just paste it right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And the middle and the end.
We should just, like, in between us talking, put in just literally just take segments from You Look Nice Today and just put them in our podcast.
Because no one would ever know.
Yeah, and it would up the entertainment value.
And what
since,
if
since they're so edited and they actually segment their stuff, it would be so easy to just pop one of those in.
I know this may be crazy, but what if we authored a new audio format that was three channels instead of stereo, which is only two? There's three channels,
but not so five, it's like surround.
No, just three. You, me, and then just ambient sirens. So it's like, you know,
and then so people is, just with, a, is it just a siren the whole time?
Well, I think I'd have to do something. Obviously, I haven't explored this fully.
Yeah, right.
But I think it's something to grow on.
Something to grow on, something to think about.
Something to grow in.
Yeah.
If you want to get sexual.
Not really looking to get sexual on this podcast I am talking with my brother.
No, a brother is a platonic friend.
Yes. Gay? That's where we have the segment break, before you laugh.
Oh, you devil.
All right, let's do this.
Eli was the devil all along.
Oh shit, devil wins.
And I was the angel.
I think
you know why the angel lost? Because his heart wasn't in it.
Yep.
Just like my heart's not in this fucking enterprise that we did.
If the angel laughs at the devil's words, then maybe he's even more of a devil than the devil.
No, what I was saying is that I don't even care about you. I think that everything that I say on this podcast is a facade because I don't care. And thirdly, because
you're a phony person.
And and I'm not really trying at all.
Right.
So there's the ugly truth.
Okay. Let's write this fucking comic.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I was hoping that the thing that you'd come up with would be to fix this panel problem that we're having.
Okay, so I think we need to change the structure for this to work because so that we can have you, we have me discovering the problems and then like lamenting the fact that I can't use the rug. Isn't Candy the name that Ruckworks used? Can we not do that? She's the same hooker hand that he just used.
Let's check that.
I'm almost positive her name was Candy.
Let's just go ahead and check that.
Because he did some pretty good comics about hookers.
He did a pretty long-running series.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable.
It was very enjoyable. Dave, you're doing good work. No, you're not listening. Because you don't really like us, but... No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did Candy, K and I, Candy. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we can do Candy.
Can we do Cran...
What?
Can we do Cranapple?
Cranapple?
Yeah.
That's not sexy.
That's a pretty good hooker name, Cranapple.
What about...
Cranapply, Cranapply.
What about Banana Sunday? What about Lickety Splits? What about...
Oh, that one makes me horny.
Ugh, don't tell me that. I don't want to imagine your horn. What about Fruity Pebbles? What about the Genergizer?
What did you just say to me?
I'm trying to combine genitals and energizer.
But why?
I don't know. Just trying to come up with nuanced hooker names.
What if we called this hooker Skype Premium just got better?
Because this is the thing you're looking at?
That's not a reason not to do something just because I'm looking at it. I'm looking at Candy.
I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that, you know, I may or may not have been looking at Energizer batteries when I came up with that. You
dickhead. What if we called it YouTube?
And then my genitals.
Ew. Don't get your genitals.
Hey. Shut up.
YouTube. Don't go anywhere, YouTube.
Don't go anywhere, YouTube. I don't really think this is what we should be focusing on right now.
Oh, man.
What?
I'm going to take some pills.
This couldn't wait.
I'll take my pills.
Got some pills here.
Pills here. Get your pills. They're delicious and nutritious. Okay, now I'm ready. Now that I'm hopped up on pills. Yep.
Doesn't seem like you're helping, though.
Mm.
Okay, so what I was saying before I maybe interrupted myself or something is that we need to restructure, too.
Yeah.
So, like, we kind of need to switch the order of how the things happen. You need to have me, since the first thing you see into is me discovering what's under the rug, that needs to be the first thing I comment on. And then I need to say something about how I needed the rug for the dead hooker. It wouldn't be that hard to write. I'm trying to get you going here.
Well, I just think it might be weird to transition to that after one. It's like, is it clear that we're jumping into a hypothetical scenario?
Well, that's not a hard thing to do. I mean, we imply it with the white surroundings, and we can put something at the top of the panel to suggest that, like, to tell the reader that they're looking at a hypothetical. We could literally just have a box that says hypothetically, colon.
Ooh.
Or something.
That might be crossing a line.
Think so?
That might be opening Pandora's box of shitty writing.
I mean, it's kind of... But is it like the thing where it's so shitty that it's good?
Is it? I mean, how many times can we say that before it's like...
Maybe that's our shtick. I think it might be our shtick.
Well,
I mean, our real shtick is that we are bad writers, and somehow we get by with, like...
What's getting by? We're able to put images on the internet without them being taken down? Was that getting by?
Without them getting taken down by Big Brother.
Okay, let me think.
I'm going to start sniffing markers until you come up with it.
You're going to continually start?
I mean, it's kind of always starting up, you know? It's like you're just starting.
Ugh, sure.
That's potent.
Is this going to help you think or not?
Oh, it just cleared me right out. cleared out my neurons.
I thought you were talking about your butt.
No, I did not put it in my butt. That's not how you smell things.
Yeah.
If you smell things with your butt, I think life would be a lot more pain and suffering.
Or better.
No. Why is this taking so long? What's
happening? I think you have to be like, because you can't jump right to that. You have to be like, we need a line of like, oh, I'm just going to take this rug here. Oh my God, look at all these problems. It's like we have to have you being surprised to find them after so much time. Has passed.
Passed?
So we can just have panel two be an instant of you lifting up the rug and being surprised. I think I'll just help myself to this rug for which to wrap up a dead hooker.
I wish there was a way to convey that voice.
Yeah, that'd be an extra special way.
But that, I mean, that dialogue's pretty good. You should probably write that down.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work.
I had some trouble with the order of the words in the sentence.
I'd like it to be kind of ridiculous.
Well, the way you said it before was good. Why couldn't you just write that?
I don't remember what I said.
You said, I just held myself to this rug for which I need to wrap up a dead hooker.
But this, I don't think for which makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Even if it doesn't. Do you hear the siren on my end now?
Yep.
You know how many times I've heard sirens here since I've gotten here?
How many?
Like 3 times, and they've all been on the podcast.
You know, have you considered the possibility that it was the siren that just drove by my house?
No, I heard it outside.
Here's my theory. Now, this may sound crazy, but I think that an ambulance, while driving by my house, used supersonic technology to hear that I was recording a podcast. They used internet technology to trace my IP address and Skype connection, found you, triangulated your location, engaged hyperspeed warp drive, and found you in New York, where you reside in college, and they went by your house in a siren car.
I would be really impressed if that was the case.
You are welcome.
Is there like a funny way of saying wrapped?
Roll?
No.
Wrap and roll?
I mean, wrapped is funny, but like, could be funnier.
What about wrap and roll?
Wrap and roll. What the hell?
Maybe we just interrupt this, like, oh shit.
Yeah, it might be kind of funny if you don't, like, I mean, you're basically saying dead hooker, but not really all the way.
Yeah,
and then it's like you say, like, don't go anywhere, whatever.
Clarice?
Nah, not Clarice, that's not a sexy name.
Clements?
Isn't that a man's name?
Listen, who can keep track?
Otis.
Is podcast a name?
Probably some like techno hippie. That's a thing, right?
No.
Oh fuck.
Improv 101. No.
Just say no.
Just say no, kids. Alright, let's just good stripper names. Yahoo Answers saves the day again. Resolved question. Good stripper names? Best answer. Chosen by voters. With one vote. Whore.
Brilliant. It's a little on the nose.
So the answers that got no votes actually have stripper names. So we got Crystal, Candy, mm-hmm. Tasty Rain, Delicious,
what the fuck?
Ecstasy,
what?
Kindle,
Tasty Rain,
Lavender,
ew,
Heaven, Baby Doll, Kitty, Serenity.
Serenity.
Jade, Sparkle, Divine, Raven, Sunshine, Rainbow, Paradise, Cherry, Mercedes, Autumn, Amber, Chastity, Charity, Angel, Asia, Bailey, Bambi, Brittany, Bunny.
Brittany was there twice.
I think Chastity was, yeah, Chastity's in there twice too. Cheryl, Cheyenne, China, Claire,
China,
Deja, Destiny, Diamond, Emily.
Oh my god, how long is this list?
It goes on.
Well, yeah, it's alphabetical.
The answer stopped putting in commas halfway through the list, so I can't read it anymore.
Is there even spaces?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Trixie.
See if you like.
I mean, it has to be kind of cliched, because, like...
Yeah, you have to be recognizable to hooker name.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we could name her, like, Risotto or something.
Yeah. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, we can't do that, because we're like, what the fuck does that mean? It just seems, like, totally, like, a non sequitur and not in a good way. We need to hurry up, because I have a situation.
What, you need to get blown?
Sure. Let's just say I have some business I need to attend to.
Vis-a-vis blown.
Sure.
Misty or Trixie?
Not Misty, because then it sounds like we're talking about the Pokemon character.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
Oh, I saw the best thing ever last night. We were out by the swing set in our complex.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all pretty drunk in our costumes. And these two, like, kind of somewhat bro-y dudes, but not really bros. Like, they were just kind of, they were thick dudes. They had the thickness.
Uh-huh.
And they were both dressed up as Misty. And just, like, hairy, hairy legs and the short shorts with the red suspenders and the like, half-yellow shirt.
So...
Oh, it was so good.
So I guess...
They didn't even have, like, their hair dyed or anything, though. They were just, like, in her clothes. And they were, like, identical in build. And just walking by. Just made my life.
See, now that makes me think that someone lost a bet. Possibly both of them. It's like they both made a bet.
I hollered at them.
You know what I think? I think they made a bet with each other and the loser had to be Misty, but then it turned out they were both wrong. So they just both had to eat it.
They both lost the bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. Or they just thought it was hilarious like I did. Anyhow.
Trixie?
Like with an X, IE at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Or something else. I guess I can always change it.
Yeah, just put it there for now, and if you come with something better, just feel free to change it. Yes, I think the way we do three is that I'm kind of like turned around facing the other way and like talking to someone off panel. Like facing the way that I'm not facing and two.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Do you want to say, like, look at all these problems that I now have to deal with?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't need it. That's kind of a beating over the head.
Yeah. It's already, like, pretty ridiculous. We need to wrap this up.
So we just have to do this line.
Which one?
Which it's one? Probably the one I've highlighted.
It's not highlighted for me. I can't see it.
Oh, man. This one? This one? This one?
No, it's not working.
Can you not see where I'm clicking?
No. Maybe I need to reload.
Oh, I can see you clicking.
Well, I guess it's fucked.
I guess the hooker will have to wait. I think there's a better way.
Yeah. Maybe. What are we doing? What's going on?
I'm trying to think of a fucking line. You should be too. Do you not know that? Do you know what you're doing?
Oh. Should I be like in the same position in one and two?
No. In two, you're lifting up the rug. In one, you're sweeping things under it.
Oh, that's true.
What are you, some kind of mental stupid idiot? Are you thinking?
Yeah.
God damn you.
Oh god. Now I need to wrap this up. I got problems.
What's happening?
Severe need to get blown right now.
Well then,
do you want to just do this? But you can just do it, right?
I guess so.
It's kind of just what you do when
you have no input.
When I have no input, you just kind of do it. Line, line, line. That'll do it.
Lies.
All right, we did it.
All right,
we almost did it.
We almost. Once again, we almost did it. I hope you enjoyed the process. From about, I guess you got, in terms of the comic's completion, you got, I think, from like 80 to 90%, you got that stage of the process. Because I came here with most of a comic.
And we're leaving. It took forever to do anything.
And we didn't finish, but so we came and left the podcast with most of a comic. It took us an hour.
It took us a fucking hour.
Good job!
Yep.
Well, I just want to say, everyone who's listening, let your hours of Halo pay off. Join Xbox Live Rewards. You know, you put all the time in. I think you deserve it. Go ahead, treat yourself.
Alright, bye fellas.
Bye. Yeah, I'm a little slow, man, that's where I come from. Pass that bubble thrice and put this beat on your tone. Now everything was ready till your bitch came in. About the same time that that thing kicked in. Now she ain't really pretty, but she got a nice body. I'm geeked up, thinking this buff in a body. Ask your name, Latrina, cause you look like Janet Jackson. I'm a Frito with stacks, said I'm looking for that action. Gucci, man, you stupid, man, I love the way you flowing. Riding in my drop, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding a circle. The inside of my ride smelling like a pound of purple. Gucci showtime, give me 5 more minutes on a cold orange juice, cause I'm really, really dripping. Went to the strip club and requested on the man. The next thing you know, I was throwing rubber bands. Rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks. Rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks. Never took a pill, I never ate a beat. You alive, but I ain't gon' get upset right now. But I wish I had a lie to take a test right now. You say you married a bitch, you might be. But I bet your husband ain't nice like me. Just stand on BC in my ass, your black tee. With some man Nikes and them Jordan jeans. On paper, but I still keep that Thrax on me. On the shit in East Atlanta, baby, ask about me. Pop one, pop two, two halves, that's three. Ain't no Waffle House, baby, real I can't eat. Gucci hood like your hood, man, he's so street. Wearing noses in the club, cause you know that boy ain't geek. Drop the top on that thing, let you see my seats. We been rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks. We been rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks. Rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks. Rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks. Girl, he keeped up. Girl, he keeped up. Rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks. Rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks. Rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks. Girl, he keeped up. Girl, he keeped up. Get your mind right. Order crisp by the 12 like a case of Bud Light. See a kush by the bell, so you know my shit tight. 7:30 in the morning on an all-night flight. I'm one like Fable, hood like shouted. So tell me where to go, like my name he fouled it. A rich rock star, I'm gon' party. Got a party pack of pills, that's at least about fouled. I'll pour them in your hand like a bag of jelly beans. Take 2 of these pills, call me in the morning. 50,000 pills, man, I'm so real. $3 for a pill, that's a damn good deal. Slipping weeks, rolling, 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 we slipping weeks, rolling, 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 we slipping weeks. Girl, he keeped up. Girl, he keeped up. Rolling, 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 we slipping weeks, rolling, 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 we slipping weeks, rolling, 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 we slipping weeks. Girl, he keeped up. Girl, he keeped up. Yeah.
I prefer Gucci Mane. Why you swing so hard? Is you rolling or something?
Doing my life. I ain't care around, baby. Nah, man, I'm not people. No. What I'm doing is not your business. But matter of fact, while you over here, is you a waitress or something? Cause the shit you had don't make you like a waitress. So then what you do, I'm gonna give you this $100. Go with you whatever you're drinking. Give me my clip about 10 more juices. 5 quart juices. And we'll be straight. How about that? And is you straight? Is you single or is you married? Cause I might be. 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 Yeah.